Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old.
First of all, if my voice comes across more clearly, it's thanks to the fact that I caved and invested in an actual microphone. I've also started recording the interviews on Discord voice chat with stereo audio, so hopefully your overall listening experience has improved. As you might know, today's pairing is one of my own OTPs. I've loved Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes pretty much since the first Captain America movie, so you can imagine my excitement when Jen agreed to come talk to me about them. It's the third time that we're visiting the Marvel Universe, but unlike the Tony Steve episode, we focus almost exclusively on the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as we squee extensively about the biggest ship in the fandom, whose moniker is known even among non-fanish people, Stucky. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk / Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk, meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple and are using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. This podcast will be zero judgment, 100% squee, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, one true pairing, i.e. the ship they love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews, het, i.e. straight couples, / meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters, or even real people. The only limit is the imagination. Does that sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net, that's fandomish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, a Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me on the shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you can also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please get in touch. Because I've had to start paying for pro accounts for this podcast, I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-Fi and PayPal links that you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 39 and have been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom in 2001, which was also when I started writing fic in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you're wondering, and I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies, and German Literature. These days, I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows, and podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, vidding, and gifing, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about their passions, and there's few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so in the immortal words of River Song...
Spoilers.
The advantage of a big fandom is the vastness of the available material, and Jen and I happily share some of the things that we love the most. Meandering around canon, exploring the innumerable fic, and the wonderful meta available, but also mentioning some of the drawbacks that we've experienced, although we try our best not to complain too much about Endgame. Somewhere in there is also a ringing endorsement about the AO3 and the importance of tagging. altogether, expect even more excited rambling and squeeing than normal. But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea, to a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
Yeah, so now we're officially recording.
Okay.
And hi, and hi, Jen. Nice of you to join me today. And even nicer of you to talk with me about one of my own OTPs.
Yeah. My current.
But before
one.
We get, yeah, it's one of my long-standing ones. I don't think it will go away. But yeah, before we get into that, do you want to introduce yourself in as much or as little detail?
My name's Jen. Live in Canada. Just better than the States.
I say.
I'm 16. That's all I really have to say.
Yeah. So we're keeping this PG.
Okay. No swearing.
I'll try my best because you know I'm old. I'm very, very old. So, but yeah, you were recommended by Evelyn. How do you know her?
Well, we were both into the musical Dear Evan Hansen like a year ago, and we met through another Discord chat. And we've just had a friendship for around a year now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she lives really close to me.
Oh, that's nice.
We're in the same part of Canada, so.
Yeah. Also, it can even cross over into offline friendship then.
Yeah, we haven't met yet, but we keep trying to coordinate it if something comes in the way.
Yeah, but that's nice. But online friendships are awesome as well, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're fairly young, but with the internet, I'm sure you already have a fandom history.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had two major fandoms before Marvel. My first one was Marvel, not Marvel, Hamilton, the musical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was super into that for like 2 years. So that was my introduction to fandom. And then I got into Dear Evan Hansen, but that was mostly just on Tumblr. I didn't read a ton of fanfics for Dear Evan Hansen. And then
that
was another episode? Dear Evan Hansen?
Yeah, we did an episode on that one.
Oh, cool. Is it Tree Bros?
No, it was Connor Murphy.
Jess the character.
No, wait. Or... It's not Tree Bros. Oh, I got it confused with the other ship. I'm sorry, yes, it is Tree Bros.
Yeah, that's the main ship.
Because they hang out, yeah, now I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Tree Bros, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how Evelyn heard about the podcast in the first place.
Cool.
Yeah.
After Dear Evan Hansen, I decided to watch all the Marvel movies and I was introduced to Bucky and I really liked Stephen Bucky, so that's how I got into Marvel.
What was your first Marvel movie then?
Okay, when it was the first Avenger when I was like 8. I remember when it first came out. My family watched it on DVD at home, and I have a very strong memory. Okay, when Red Skull ripped his face up, I was traumatized. I was so scared. I refused to come down.
I was
8 years old
dramatic.
When I first watched a Marvel movie, and I remember sitting on the stairs refusing to come down. And then after that, I refused to watch any other Marvel movie because I thought they were all scary. And I remember seeing the trailer for The Winter Soldier and being like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, that's going to be even worse.
Yeah, and then I in middle school, I watched Thor Ragnarok with some friends. And I was like, Loki's pretty cool. I'll check out his fandom. And then over the summer, I was so bored. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch all the Marvel movies in order. So that's how I
release order or chronological order?
Chronological. Like I started with the first Avenger and then I went on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the second
Even
time
I
around
haven't...
The... Yeah.
I haven't watched all of the Marvel movies yet though. I haven't watched I tried watching the Thor ones. and I can't get through them. Oh my god. I haven't watched Iron Man 3 or the Avengers. But I've watched all the
first
ones.
One? The yeah, first the Avengers? First
just the Avengers.
The first, but the Avengers, that one's so much better than Age of Ultron.
I know. I watched Age of Ultron and I don't think I watched that one in order because I got really confused when Wanda came in. Yeah. No, I watched Civil War first. And I was like, who the heck is Wanda and Vision? What is going on?
Oh, boy. So,
yeah. And then I watched Age of Ultron. I was like, this makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, that is true. That is helpful. But I've only watched that movie once. I will never watch it again. I refuse to accept that it exists.
The only movies I've watched multiple times are The Winter Soldier and The First Avenger, but I only watched The First Avenger like twice, and then I just like watched The Winter Soldier so much when it was on Netflix. Oh,
it is by far my favorite Marvel movie.
Yeah, love The Winter Soldier. It's my favorite.
Yeah, but First Avenger is also very high up there for me.
Yeah,
because it got Steve and it has Bucky. Yeah, and it has Peggy, and I love Peggy.
I love Peggy, but Endgame makes me so mad.
I mean, Endgame. Luckily, there's several ways to interpret that, and we can just accept whatever suits us and read the fanfic and
ignore that it exists.
I mean I like the dance, I just don't like what it implies.
Yeah, I didn't mind him going back for his final dance, but why did he have to stay? He didn't have to stay, and that's what really made me mad.
I mean he gets to fix that particular timeline.
Yeah,
that's
fine, but he shouldn't have stayed there. Like, it's so dumb that he stayed.
Yeah, I guess I've just
seen so
read
many posts.
Yeah, that is true. I have just read this most amazing fix it though, it works with canon. It completely accepts the fact that he stayed and everything, and then it goes from his return. So now I'm almost okay, I'm almost zen about the whole thing because I've just accepted that fic as canon. That's what's
nice.
Going to happen. Yep, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Steve and Bucky are going to end up together. I don't care.
It's gonna be canon. I've seen. Well, it was really interesting because when Endgame first came out, I looked up spoilers because I have no patience. So. And on Tumblr, a lot of people actually liked his ending. There were a lot of positive posts about him staying with Peggy. And then after I watched it, I went back into the tag and so many people were pissed. Oh my god, it completely changed. Everybody was mad. No one was okay.
actually, that's pretty much what happened to me because I remember leaving the theater after the first screening and I was like, I think I can work with that. Yeah. Different timelines and stuff, I think I can be okay. Yeah. And they got a nice dance and I always liked Peggy. And And then the more I thought, and then I watched it again, and then I watched the more I thought about it, it was what's the deal with all that? Yeah.
Also with Sharon. His kiss with Sharon, who is now his niece. That out
there's this incredibly hilarious YouTube sketch about Steve and Peggy breakfasting through the years.
I think I saw that one.
Yeah. And the best one is of course the best bit is of course when Peggy gets the birth announcement.
Yeah, and he's like,
isn't she a cute baby? Couldn't you just kiss her? And stuff a huge spoonful of
that was a good video.
That was hilarious.
That was a good video.
Yeah, very cathartic. But I had a similar reaction after I watched the new Star Trek movies. At first I was like, "Ooh, shiny new Star Trek, yay!" And then I watched it again and I watched it again and I got less and less enthusiastic, and now I can't watch it anymore because I started to hate it. So that's sad.
I had I was upset by Steve's ending from the beginning, and then my friend was like, oh, let's go see Endgame, let's see it, and I was like, oh no, and I watched it, and yeah, I was bawling my eyes out because I felt so bad for Bucky.
Oh, I mean, Steve comes back after 10 seconds, but yeah.
Yeah, but he's old, and Bucky's on his own, and Bucky's traumatized still, he's not healed. He was only around, how long after he was defrosted? Yeah.
Not very.
Getting his trigger words out. He's still got a ton of recovering to do. And his only friend, like his closest friend, and a person he's known since he was like a child, just abandoned him for a girl he knew for like 3 years.
that's one thing that I thought they just completely oversold, like in Endgame. It's like Steve had actually, he'd made a life for himself.
Yeah, he was no longer a man out of time. He was no longer a man suddenly, out of time. He goes back,
it was like 2012 again. I was,
and
just
then
defrosted.
He said Bucky is alive, and I'm trying to find more fix with that prompt. I've found a couple good ones.
Yes,
where they go
I just
into
read
the 2012.
Really
I read one where Steve goes back to that time period and helps them find Bucky. It's pretty good. I like the description was like, Natasha was like, I didn't think you'd make a good Nazi, but you did. Because he was undercover in Hydra.
Okay. The one I read, like 2012, alternate Steve, kind of, you know, he's really confused, and then suddenly Pierce is very friendly to him, and
he's like, what?
And he's like just really confused, but you know, like it all ends up leading him to Bucky much earlier.
Mm-hmm. And
helping him recover.
Yeah,
and they actually together already when modern Steve returns to bring back the, you know, because he overshot a little bit because he was supposed to return the stones, you know, at the point where he took them, but he overshot.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he actually ended up walking in on alternate Stephen Bucky.
Oh, God.
And they thought he was Loki.
So they were like, oh, we gotta attack him.
And that was very fun. But also kind of sad because you know, like modern Steve didn't, you know, he was so much more bitter and sad. The alternates. So yeah. So that was a bit sad.
I mean,
but for Steve's for the alternate
Bucky
timeline.
Like five times. Steve lost Bucky five times.
Yeah. Oh my god, we're already so deep in the ship talk. I'm a horrible mod. I'm just fangirling now. but yeah, just to backtrack a tiny little bit. Just a tiny little bit. I don't know. In case someone has been living under a rock and you had to tell them who those people are that we've been screaming about, what would you say?
Well, Steve's Captain America and Bucky is the Winter Soldier, who was his best friend and was then brainwashed and became an assassin. I don't know how else to explain it.
And so they both ended up being like on ice for decades.
Oh yeah, they're both frozen. Bucky was on and off, but Steve was frozen for 70 years, and then Bucky was frozen probably for like 40 to 50 or maybe 50 to 60.
There's meta about that.
Yeah.
Detailed
meta. That was like his way of sleeping. I read an interesting fan fiction where Bucky, he escapes Hydra and like Pierce taught him like very, very basic human self-care. I'm doing that in quotations. So he followed that rule, which is just like sleeping for a certain amount of time, eating what he needs to eat, staying hydrated, whatnot. But instead of sleeping normally, he goes into the cryo chamber.
Oh.
And freezes himself every time he wants to sleep.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when Steve finally gets him back, he can't sleep. So he goes into the shower and he soaks himself, makes himself freezing cold with cold water. And he just sleeps standing up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
And I was like, oh! Oh! Yeah.
Why do we like hurting them so much?
I don't know, but it's like so much fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Just gotta read all the pain.
Mm-hmm. And are they like your usual type of ship? Like best friends? And is that your usual catnip?
Not with Hamilton. Hamilton, I did Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. That was my ship. Ooh, and Aaron Burr killed Alex. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They were friends at first.
Mm-hmm. So maybe. Okay, so you. Yeah, okay, but so you kind of, what sparked it for you was more the Winter Soldier fight,
yeah,
kind of thing. And then, breaking.
The way they would do anything. Like, Steve fought, like, I think it was like 117 countries just to keep Bucky safe. How is that not gay?
Oh, come on! The power of brohood!
Yeah, and like, just Steve saying Bucky's name broke Bucky out a little bit of 70 years worth of brainwashing and torture. Like, mm-hmm. really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little gay, you know?
And then, like, yeah, just a tiny little bit.
I've seen posts saying that Steve was willing to walk into enemy territory, into this big camp, just on the possibility that Bucky was alive. Just the possibility. Yep. He didn't know for sure, just the possibility.
Yep.
But he was still alive.
Yep. I don't know what they expected from us when they told us the story. It's like,
I've seen a lot of interesting posts talking about their subtext of homosexuality, like the subtext, because that's how they had to make it work for the movies. But then when it became such a big thing, they started backtracking very quickly.
Oh, jeez, they backtracked so hard. Yeah.
Like with Civil War, they backtracked real hard. They barely let them have a moment together. Infinity War, they had a hug and that was it. Endgame, they had that sad goodbye. And there was, I don't know if you remember, but when they're trying to find the brown van during the final battle.
Yeah.
And Valkyrie says, it's over here, you're not going to like it or whatever. That was originally Bucky's line.
Seriously?
Bucky was supposed to say that to Steve over the comms, but they switched
because
it to Valkyrie.
I was so salty that everyone got like this joyous reunion, you know, like even if it was just a hi. I mean, come on, even characters that had never met got to say hi, but Steve didn't. I was like, what? Not even like eye contact?
Yeah, and then they just had this bad, sad, super sad goodbye because apparently their relationship is completely off screen. We can't see it because then we'd ship it too hard.
It's too late. That ship has sailed, literally.
I saw a funny post. Someone was like, since all of Steve and Bucky's relationship is off screen, we can just assume that they're cuddling and like doing other stuff off screen. Yep. So.
Yep. That's what everyone assumed when Bucky was was vacationing in Wakanda.
Yeah.
Steve was just stopping by. You know, spending time in that goat and that with the goats and Bucky.
I love the headcanon that Bucky names like a goat that's like super aggressive and reckless after Steve. I love that.
Yes.
I've seen fan art of it.
Yeah. So needless to say, really Steve Bucky, aka Stucky, is like pretty much the fandom juggernaut.
It is. Oh my god.
Which is actually pretty glorious because there's fic for everything.
I know. There's so much. There's over 2,000 pages of fanfiction.
Yeah. And so much of it is good. So much of it is
And they just keep adding to it. It's like at least a couple hundred pages a year of new fic. And all the events. All the events like the Big Bangs and the Bingos and the weekly events and Secret Santas and all that.
Yep.
There's so much fandom events.
Yeah.
Just a nice community.
I think it's because they fed us so well in the beginning.
Yeah, and the first two Captain America movies. And then some of Civil War, some ideas in Civil War. People are latched on to them being gay and a couple.
Yeah. They couldn't really remove Civil War. They could shift the focus away from them, but they couldn't really remove the fact that Steve was basically saying no to the treaty because of Bucky.
Opposing the government.
Yeah. They couldn't really remove that bit, so we that still aspect, had that.
Yeah.
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 And then of course we had the notebook in Bucky's sad little apartment.
Yeah. And it had Steve's picture bookmarked in it with like a paperclip or whatever. It's just so soft. I saw a really cool post talking about his apartment and how strategically he placed everything.
Yep. I read that as well.
Yeah, so he could fend off like attacks and stuff, and I was like, that's so cool and so thoughtful. Yeah. But like,
it's like the bed is under the window, so he can flip up the mattress. It's like, Jesus. But like, that's the level of
paranoid.
That's the level of thought this fandom puts into analyzing.
Oh, they're that too.
Especially after we've just been fed scraps. It's like, you know, we have to make our own content, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're very good at that.
Oh, yeah. There is some fan fiction out there that could be books, dude. Oh, my God. Oh. I've read some really good fan fictions that I'm like, oh, my God, this could be a novel. Like, the amount of thought that they've put in and the detail. Like, I read, there's a series on Archive of Their Own called Heatwave, and it's so good. It's really long. It's like the first book is 200,000 words, and the second one's 150,000 words. Oh, it's really long, but it's so good. And it takes the concept. I mean, it's an alpha, beta, omega fit, but they take the concept that Steve and Bucky never grew up together, and Steve never rescued Bucky from Alzara or whatever the camp he was at. So Bucky's been in Hydra's hands for even longer than he was in the movies. And he's just, oh my God. And he went on a rampage at one point and like killed a lot of people and to like get it out of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's in jail. And the prologue, dude. Oh my God. The first chapter is so good. I got chills. Steve's not even in it. It's just Bucky and Nick Fury talking. And like Nick Fury's like, you should give us information or whatever. And Bucky's like, I've got time, okay? Yeah. one of these days I will break out and I will come for you and your family. And I'm like, oh my God. It's just a good time. But there's so much miscommunication between him and Steve. Because Bucky's a man of actions in that fan fiction and Steve's not. So Bucky expresses things in actions and like he's super bitter, so he's like salty about everything and aggressive. And Steve doesn't know how to read his body language and stuff, like what he actually means when he says the opposite, because that's how Bucky is in that fan fiction. So like there's so much miscommunication.
I think we kind of got off track. This kind of probably belongs more into the wreck corner. Like this, but there is so much amazing stuff, and you know, and not just, I mean, not just fic, but lots of meta about everything.
There's so many cool posts about like analyzing stuff. So many. I love reading those posts. Those are some of my favorite. There's even articles people find and link on Tumblr and be like, read this article.
Absolutely, because Stucky is pretty much mainstream. I mean, like, there's
everybody knows about it.
Exactly. And there's also like vids and lots of art and everything. It's so
fan art. Fan art.
It's amazing. This fandom is so huge, and
that's just the Stucky ship. That's not even Marvel as a whole. That's just the Stucky ship.
And it's mostly Marvel Cinematic Universe, because obviously it's... But there's also the Marvel comics. Have you read any of that?
No, because there's just so many. I haven't gotten around to like finding all the ones with Bucky in them. Just like
Read the Winter Soldier. Read the Winter Soldier arc by Ed Brubaker.
I think I've seen that one around.
Yeah, because that's the one where they got the idea from. Because before that, Bucky was like Uncle Ben.
Or
He was dead. Oh. He was like the one of, Bucky and Uncle Ben were like the only two comic characters who never came back, who were stayed dead. Aww. And then until Ed Brubaker, yeah, until Ed Brubaker in the mid 1990s, I think, yeah, started the Winter Soldier arc and brought Bucky back and made him this badass. Because, you know, he was the boy sidekick.
Yeah, yeah, that's so weird to me. I've read fan fiction stuff with Bucky reacting like the Captain Marvel or Captain America comics are in their world. And he's like, why am I this like 13-year-old kid? It's really great. I've also seen stuff about the Planet Hulk stuff where they're like gladiators and he has a T-Rex. I'm like, okay, that looks like kind of cool, but I'm confused.
Yeah, I remember when Hulk went off-world after Age of Ultron, people were speculating that we might get a Planet Hulk thing, but we didn't, so not really. I mean, we did get a little bit of gladiator fighting
in
Ragnarok.
Not with Stephen Bucky.
No Stephen Bucky.
Thor. It was a Thor movie.
Yeah. The best one.
Yeah, the other ones I cannot get through them because some of the dialogue I'm like, oh.
The first one I struggled with at first, but then I really started liking Thor, and now I actually really enjoy it. And I also really like Jane Foster. I'm one of three people who really likes Jane Foster.
She's coming into the next to be the next Thor, isn't she? She's gonna be like super awesome. Cool.
And I hope she
heck yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I hope she get to interact with Valkyrie. Wouldn't that be great? Yes.
Oh, like, have you seen the stuff where Valkyrie was supposed to be shown as bisexual in Thor Ragnarok, but they cut the scene?
Yes. And I'm like,
please give the king a wife. Give Valkyrie a wife or a girlfriend, please. I'd like they that already, very much.
They already interacted on Tumblr, Tessa Thompson and Natalie Portman.
Oh, they have Tumblr accounts?
Not Tumblr, Twitter. Sorry, Twitter.
Oh,
they
Twitter.
Interacted on Twitter. Yeah, they interacted on Twitter.
Mark Ruffalo has a Tumblr. Yeah. So I wouldn't have been surprised if they did as well. But I was
they're on Twitter and someone posted it on Tumblr. They kind of flirted a little bit on Twitter.
So I'm pretty sure Tessa Thompson's all for Valkyrie having a girlfriend.
She went on record.
Give her a girlfriend.
as far as she's concerned, like the Valkyrie, like next to her in the flashback scene, that was dies. Like,
I kind of got those vibes too, and I was like, oh, that makes even more sense why Valkyrie became an alcoholic.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a different movie. Same fandom, different movie.
Different movie, different ship.
Yep. So we're obviously very enthusiastic about this fandom. Have you always felt welcome in it?
I mean, the only negative, I haven't received any of it, but like between fans of Iron Man, Tony, and people who aren't fans, oh my god, they get intense. Like, both sides are super reactive, and they just go off at each other. Mm. I mean...
Yeah, it makes me sad, because I like Tony. But yeah, so... And did you... Yeah, so you're still fairly young. Has that ever, like, influenced how you interact with fandom, or the impressions that you get?
Not really, but the only thing is there's a lot of, like, Discord chats and, like, because Tumblr has group chats now that I can't join because I'm not 18 yet. And it was weird because there was one where it was, like, I follow a Tumblr account and they had a chat up, but it was 18 plus, even though they said, like, no explicit content or anything. And I was like, well, if there's no explicit content, why can't people under 18 join? Like, what's the why?
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I've also can't join certain fandom events because they're 18 plus.
Yeah,
which is kind of annoying, but whatever.
Yeah,
just gotta wait two more years.
Yeah, I volunteer at conventions in Germany, and they are 18 plus. But if you have, if you have like, what's it called, like a letter from your parents,
permission slip,
exactly. yeah, with a copy of their passport and stuff, then you can go if you're if you're older than 12, I think.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't really get why. It's like, I understand, like you can't be like 14 and younger, but like once you're 15, 16 and you've been in fandom, you've seen stuff. You can't, unless you're very thorough and blocking and you know exactly how fandom works, you've seen stuff. So like, if you're okay with explicit content or dark themes, I don't really get why you can't join like events or group chats as long as you're comfortable. But I mean, I'm not gonna go after people just because of that. I don't care that much.
2 more years. Yeah. All the doors will open.
The doors are open. Yeah. That's like the only really restriction I've noticed being in Marvel is when you're under 18. There's stuff you can't join just because of your age.
Yeah. And do you create your own fan works?
In theory, I have a lot of drafts.
Ah, okay.
I have a lot of drafts. A lot of ideas. But I haven't actually written them out.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we all have to still wait for the first public fanfic.
I mean, I have 2 one-shots, but like, they're not that great. And I joined a Secret Santa thing, so I'll have something published in December.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it was kind of as awesome and like as great the Stucky fandom is. I found it like, especially if it's like your first time creating stuff, it's probably not the best because you get drowned out. Like, I'm an experienced fanfic writer.
Things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an experienced fanfic writer. I have, you know, I've been writing in English since 2001. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been writing for 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yes, but I'm older than you are, so.
Oh, yeah. You were writing before I was born.
But yes, but you know, but I haven't written, despite my enthusiasm, I haven't written a whole lot of Stucky. Because, first of all, whatever I come up with, it has already been done. And been done better. And second of all, the few times that I did post something, you know, I get, like, in comparison with when I post in smaller fandoms, I get way more, you know,
less
like,
numbers in the Marvel fandom.
Yeah, and comments and stuff. It's
It has to be a long multi-chapter fic to get a lot of attention or a really good one shot.
And it has to be like, probably has to end up like on Reckless by some really popular Stucky shipper or something.
Yeah,
like, I think the most interaction I got was by one Marvel Comics fic.
Oh.
Because there's not that many of those.
I mean, I published a one-shot of Stephen Bucky for a different fandom event, and I got 4 comments.
Yeah. See, that's it's just, it's so easy to get lost.
Oh, yeah, especially when it's a one-shot and you're not updating, it's not a updating consistently fic.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see some fics and they have like thousands of kudos and hits and it's like, oh.
Yeah, because it's kind of like self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. My biggest problem is I tend to compare myself and there's so many great writers and artists. I'm like, well, my stuff can't compete, so why bother?
Yeah.
And I know it's not a good mindset to have, but...
Yeah, but that's why that's what I found really refreshing being in smaller fandoms.
Yeah, I started out in smaller fandoms. Like, for Hamilton, the ship I liked, Hamburg's, what it was called, it only had 60 pages of fan fiction.
Yeah.
So I got pretty popular pretty quickly. And Dear Evan Hansen, I just posted consistently on Tumblr and Archive of Our Own. So I got I wasn't super popular, but I got decently popular as well.
Yeah.
And then in Marvel, I'm like a nobody.
Yeah, because in Marvel, when someone starts new with Marvel, they look for reckless, they sort by kudos on AO3. So, so it's kind of like, it's kind of difficult to find really new stuff. Because reckless have kind of fallen out of favor.
Right.
It's like, because it used to be, that there'd be on LiveJournal, there'd be blogs who'd have their mission was to dig up the new gems, like the stuff that no one knew that was excellent. And somehow reckless are not that common anymore.
Yeah.
I miss being able to just Google, new ship plus wrecks.
Yeah.
And then if you do that, you still end up on LiveJournal more often than not. It's mm-hmm. so funny. But yeah, sorry. I'm old. It shows. That's a refrain. Anyway, so we've talked a lot about Ducky and what we like, but what was your favorite scene?
Oh, probably the highway fight.
Oh, and that's the Winter awesome.
Soldier.
Yeah.
And Bucky walks down that car, dude. Oh my god.
Murder strut.
That was
straight.
Yes. Yeah. That was a good time. I rewatched that scene a lot.
Yep. And I read
Definitely
like I know
my favorite.
I know there has been meta written about the way he walks.
Yeah, because his left arm's slightly heavier, so we've got to do the murder strut.
Oh, this fandom is glorious. It's
yeah, I
beautiful.
Saw a GIF set of a Sebastian Stan interview, and he was talking about how he had two options for the arm, and he chose the mm-hmm. slightly heavier one because it looked better. And mm-hmm. people were like, thank you for giving us the strut. Yep. Because of him.
Yeah, Sebastian Stan definitely gets Bucky, so that's... Yeah. I think
that
with a lesser actor... With a lesser actor, we wouldn't have gotten hooked so thoroughly.
Yeah, he was really good as the Winter Soldier. He had so few lines. He still has, no lines, but, we all love him.
And, I mean, and already in the first Avenger, when we didn't know yet mm-hmm. that they were going the Winter Soldier route. I mean, people were suspecting it because he had been signed up for, a 8-picture deal or something. But
yeah,
we were
like, oh, what can I do with that?
but they, but then he just managed to bring the friendship to life. So, you were totally sold on Steve clinging to the side of the train, crying.
Yeah. Special Stan, I swear to, okay, so the Falcon and Winter Soldier TV show is coming. And if they give Bucky a girlfriend, I will riot. He doesn't need a partner. And if he does, just make him gay.
Yes,
he doesn't
give him
need
Sam.
A girl.
He can have Sam. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, it's not my favorite ship, but I don't mind.
No. I mean, I wouldn't read it necessarily, but I would
watch
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love their pettiness with each other.
Yeah.
It's really funny to watch.
Yeah, so it's not like my preferred dynamic. I'm totally a friends to lover things. Stucky is
even Bucky. Oh, so good.
That was written for me. But yeah, so I'm really excited for the Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV show.
Yeah, I have a friend who's going to watch it first, and then that's what I did with Endgame. I was like, okay, you watch it first, tell me if it's worth watching. She didn't think Endgame was worth watching, but I saw it anyways twice because my friends wanted to see it. So she's going to watch the TV show because she has Disney Plus, and then she'll tell me if it's worth watching. if we both appreciate what they've done with Bucky, then I'll watch it.
Well, I appreciate the short hair. I mean, I like the long hair, but I also very much appreciate that he went kind of back to more like a pre-Winter Soldier mm-hmm. look, like with the blue uniform, a bit
I'm kind of
coat.
I've seen posts pro and against the hair, and like pro hair, like, oh, it's part of his healing process and stuff. He's like,
yeah,
doing away with the Winter Soldier. But I've also seen stuff where he's reverting back to his 1940s persona because that's what he thinks, that's what Steve liked. So yep. I've seen the angst and the healing, uh-huh. where he's trying yeah. to be old Bucky because he thinks if he was, then Steve would have stayed. And I'm like, why?
I mean, let's be Studio Disney realistic. They're doing it because Sebastian Stan can't walk around with long hair all the time. I mean, yeah, because for his older roles, he always has, he usually has short hair. So
yeah,
he would, I know he refuses to do the wig. I mean, he grew it out for both movies.
For all the I think movies, it was, I thought it was only Civil War he grew it out for. I didn't know he grew it out for the other
one. He grew it out for Winter Soldier. There's beautiful okay. photos from the Martian.
And he
press
kept some of it. He kept some of it after he was like, the movie was done. I mean, he cut it shorter, yeah. but he still had like some like yeah. locks that fell on yep. his face.
Mm-hmm.
I like the floofy hair. I don't need the long hair, but I don't like, oh my god, his for like that one movie, he had like almost a buzz cut kind of thing.
Yeah.
It made
yeah,
him look yeah. so old. Like, he looked really old with that hair that short.
He's
only like late 30s.
Yeah, he's my age.
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly. I think he's a year younger than I am.
I know he's a year younger than Chris Evans. I had no idea Anthony Mackie was 40.
Yep. You black don't crack. he really looks, yeah, he doesn't look 40. He looks, I don't know, 32?
Yeah, yeah, I thought he was younger than Chris Evans and like Sebastian Stan. No, he's 40.
Yep.
He's got like, doesn't he have a kid? He has a son or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Because he was talking about how his like kid's going to grow up seeing a black Captain America now. Plus,
yeah,
please,
that's awesome.
With that.
Yeah. I'm a bit disappointed that it doesn't look as if he's going to be Captain America in the TV show.
Yeah, they gave him a different suit. I saw a post where it was like the concept art for Sam's new suit and like the comic book one with the plunging like suit where mm-hmm. it was like down to his like his way you could see like pecs and stuff. And someone was like, "Come on, bring that one back. We want to see him in that one, not this new one that covers everything."
But that's not Sam Cap. That's Steve as Nomad. The one with the pecs. Yeah. Yep.
Well, like, there was a Sam one. There was a Sam one.
Yeah?
It was a black character.
Oh,
and it was a white and red. It was a white and red, like, suit
thing.
And
they had, like, the, okay, I didn't know that.
And it went real far down. Yeah, I know. I've seen Steve's Nomad suit, and oh my god, what the hell the heck is going on with that? Like, okay,
he basically has a boob window, which you know, fair. why should only women get female characters get boob windows? So
I like his stealth suit. There have been, oh my god, people on Tumblr are so thirsty for the stealth suit.
stealth suit of sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's less thirsting, more back to the actual shipping.
We're good at getting off track.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot about the ship, but there's so much to talk about. It's kind of difficult. To kind of draw a line. I don't know, do you have like preferred types of fic or that you like to read?
I like a lot of them. I guess my biggest preference is if there's sex involved. I like Steve to be the top. I mean, I do like reading certain tropes, like sometimes I'll go searching for modern Bucky and Captain America mm-hmm. Steve. I like that. The shrunky clunks or whatever it is.
I get so confused by these names.
Shrinky clinks and like shrunky clunks are like the two things. And I'm like, okay.
Is there also a shrunky clinks? and the Shrinky Clunks? I don't know.
Probably, honestly, probably.
I get confused.
Yeah. I do like the ones where Steve is just a total, like, bastard. No, he's like a little... It is really funny. And him with social media. Like, him trolling everybody on social media is a good time. Mm-hmm. I found a couple... I found a really good one. It went kind of crazy, though, because he got Trump impeached in that fanfic with Natasha and stuff, and then they were, like, on the run, and, like, he and Bucky got married while on the run, and I'm like, okay, I, like, enjoy this, but, like, there's a lot going on. Good fanfiction.
Okay, yeah. Well, fanfiction is wish fulfillment. And obviously, that writer wishes very, very much for Trump to be impeached.
Fair.
Yeah. But yeah.
There's another fan fiction that I really liked where Bucky's like a journalist kind of thing and Steve's Captain America, and it's called How Bucky Barnes Won His Second Pulitzer. And it's so great because like when there's like an alien attacking, Bucky's just asking Steve about what it is that what's attacking. He's not running away. He's like, "What's going on?"
So do you generally prefer like fics that are like still rooted in canon somewhere, like that there's a Captain America and stuff, or also do you also like the complete AUs, like coffee shops, I don't know, auto mechanics, whatever, there's everything. It's like actors.
I think I tend to lean more towards the modern and like AUs and stuff instead of canon. I do read can't like fix-its and like canon divergent fics, and I read some good ones. I will admit my guilty pleasure type of fanfiction is the Alpha Beta Omega stuff. That's a huge
yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. I really like, I mostly navigate all the fanfic on Archive of Rubber Own through tags based on what I'm in the mood for. Like I like Protective Steve. That makes me very soft.
Yes.
Sometimes I go looking for modern Bucky. And then other times I look up those really heavy angst fan fictions with Bucky healing, but not before he's in a lot of pain first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's everything. And I love the AO3 for giving us tags.
Yes, and the exclude tag.
Oh yes, the exclude
tag. Thank
God for the exclude
tag.
Yes.
That wasn't there when I first started reading Stucky fanfiction, but they added it recently. And when it
was
added,
you could do it, but it was a bit more complicated.
Yeah, but
it was less straightforward. Yeah.
For me, and I don't have to bother learning how to do it. And I'm just very pleased. Because I used to just do the include tag. And that didn't have as many options because I would be like, I don't mind this tag, but I would read fix with other stuff just without this other certain tag. But yeah I'm very pleased with the exclude option.
AO3
makes my life as a reader easier.
AO3 is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm a huge
when
fan.
I see, there's like I get mad at posts that get mad about them asking for donations, and I'm like, you get a ton of fan fiction for free without ads. Like,
yeah,
get over yourself. You don't have to donate.
I always reblog those. I tried like on my Tumblr. I try to stay like, you know, nice. I don't, because I don't particularly enjoy getting hate in my inbox. So, but that's one discourse that I will never avoid, because I've been part of the OTW since the founding in 2008. So yeah, I'm part of the German translation team.
Probably, like I've seen people talking about how bad it was before Archive of Our Own showed up.
I mean, I joined online fandom in 2001, so I was I just started like posting on reading on fanfiction.com .net, and there was the first purge, where they suddenly purged all the adult work. Everything was just gone.
Explicit stuff.
Gone.
Yeah. But Archive of Our Own protects that, so.
Yeah, and then Life Journal, and we had Life Journal, Strike Through 1, Strike Through 2, and yeah, and then we got, we just got, pieced. Luckily, I'm so grateful to, like, the people that decided that, enough is enough, we have to go and get our own space, so.
Yeah.
And everyone who doesn't, I don't know, some people just don't know how lucky we are to have that site.
Yeah.
And no, I have not been sponsored by the AO3 for this brand. Nope. I will. I will laud the OTW and the AO3 until the cows come home. It's like so nice. It's just so nice.
So nice, and it's easy to navigate. And like Wattpad. Yeah. Oh my God, Wattpad, dude. So bad.
In Boys Love Fandoms, and most of the fic there is on Wattpad, so I don't read fic because it's like I can't deal with Wattpad. I literally don't know how to navigate. It makes me feel as if I'm 80.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, how am I supposed to find anything?
It's bad. I'm very happy I found Archive. Much better.
But yeah. So before we get to the actual recommendations, like the one in addition to the ones that you already mentioned, if you can remember the ones that you mentioned, if maybe you can send me the links for those as well.
Yeah, sure.
That would be great.
I have most of them bookmarked.
Awesome.
I bookmark a lot of things. I have like 140 fanfics bookmarked.
Well, yeah, but maybe for the recommendations, I hope you kind of reduce.
I don't have that many.
but before we go to that, do you have anything else that you feel you want to say about Steve and Bucky?
Just that they're pretty great. Oh, when you're first joining for new fans, because there's so many fanfic out there, be very careful about the tags. Read the tags. I have stumbled upon, I've read some really disturbing fanfiction without realizing it until it got to that point. I have a higher threshold than some people for like gore and horror and darker themes. Yeah,
Just and the warning, Hydra Trash Party. Hydra Trash Party.
Avoid
if you don't want to see Bucky being wrecked over by
and abuse.
in horrible ways.
Lots of abuse in those.
Because that was not clear to me at first.
The only reason I figured out, because most fanfic writers put the archive warning, the proper ones, like graphic violence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I've avoided those, thankfully. But I've read other ones where it was I read one fic. It was extremely dark. And it was kind of like a murder couple fic, but it went in a direction that I was not expecting. Mm. Oh my God. Like that ending, I still think about that ending because it was just so disturbing. So, and it's because I didn't properly read the tags. I kind of just glanced at them. So be careful.
If you know your limits and
know your limits. Know what you want, know what you're not okay with, and just because there's so much, there's some crazy stuff.
But the nice thing is, even if you have the weirdest preferences, you will find it.
There's someone out there who has written or drawn something for it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I don't know, should we move to the recommendations?
Sure. I have a couple of fanfics that I really like. There's one, it's a Canon divergent, so instead of Bucky leaving America, he stays in America and becomes a teacher in Queens or something, and it's really good. It's called Dear Teacher with Love, by Fancy H. And it's really cute. It's 60,000 words, or 1,600 words, sorry. And it's really, really cute. It's only two chapters, but it's really good. And I like you get a lot of... And it's Teacher Bucky, and I kind of like the Teacher Bucky, because it's cute. And, like, it's him healing in his own way. He gets a cat. He gets Alpine. I love that he has a cat in the comics now. Yeah. I love that.
Fandom likes cats. Fandom likes the Avengers Tower Happy Families Hour.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Movie night, Avengers movie night. Fandom has certain preferences, which make me very happy.
I have another fanfic. It's not complete, though, and it hasn't been updated since 2018, which makes me sad. But it's called A Slight Miscalculation by Miss _ Alpha Lion. I don't know, entirely sure how to say her name. But it's about, so when Bucky goes on his mission to kill Howard Stark, right? Howard gets through to him. And Bucky's not Bucky again, but he's kind of, he like trusts Howard and he like takes him, and Howard escapes with his life and his wife, and he takes Bucky to this like other underground chamber that Hydra doesn't know about. That's just Howard's things. And he puts him in cryostasis or whatever, and he's like, stay here, I'll come back once my wife is healed. And unfortunately, because there was a car crash, so we took his wife to the hospital, and unfortunately Hydra finds Howard and Maria and they die, but they don't find Bucky.
Okay.
And I think it was 20-30 years later, the cryo chamber finally runs out of energy because it's going off arc reactor, and this is when Howard was first experimenting with it. So I wasn't sure how long Bucky would be in there before he was defrosted automatically. And it was like 40-50 years. It was a long time. He comes back and he's like confused, and he's just kind of wandering around, and basically I think someone takes a picture of him, just a random person being like, oh my god, Bucky Barnes. And it gets back to the Avengers, and I think they find him, or like Steve, not Steve, I think it was Tony finds him with someone else, I don't remember who it was, I haven't reread it for a while, but and Bucky kicks his butt pretty thoroughly, and Tony's like, oh my god, what? And he runs off, and it's them trying to find him, and it's good, but it's not completed, and it's only 9 chapters. Oh,
but it's obviously good enough that you feel like you have to include it anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I keep hoping that she'll update, because she did.
It can happen.
She did update. When I first found it, after like a month or two, but she hasn't updated since. And I'm like, please, please. And then there are the two I mentioned before. And then I have an author recommendation. I'm not entirely how to say their name, but they do some pretty good fan fiction about Stephen Bucky. And they're mostly canon divergent and fix-it-fix, but it's called, they're called Ani Musan. But it's like, there's only one A in the entire name. It's like O-N-Y-M-O-U-S-A-N-N. That's how you spell it. They only have 4 works, but I've enjoyed every single one. They have a series, and it was a sad ending, and I'm waiting for them to publish the next book. They also have a Fix-It Endgame. They published that recently. And they're all pretty quality. So
good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. There's so much good stuff. So what other fakes do you think you want to mention?
I have so many. I mentioned the Heat Wave, the series. That was a good series. I have another one. It's another series called How to Breathe In and Feel No Hurt. But that is a very emotionally draining fan fiction because it's modern setting, but it's got some pretty heavy stuff because Bucky, after being kicked out, it's called Tell Me How to Breathe and Feel No Hurt, that's what it's called. and as by Cafe Lesbian, and it's about Bucky recovering from years of sexual abuse because he had to turn being a sex worker, and it's got lots of flashbacks, it's got panic attacks, it's got victim blaming, it's not by Steve or any of Bucky's friends, but it's very heavy, and you might need to take breaks because I found it when it was still updating, so I got weeks between chapters to process it, but like, yeah, it's a heavy fan fiction, but it's really well written. I have a cuter series to recommend, which is called Snippets from a Lover's Calendar by
That sounds cute.
Latli and Izukala. I don't know how to say their names. But I think it's it's modern Bucky with Captain America Steve, and the AU is coffee shops and cafes. So it's basically them meeting and like dating is the first one shot, and there's four works in total. And then there's one where another fit where Steve comes out to the press, and he's just like, "Ha, I don't care if it's sin, I love him, so you can go away."
Ah, nice.
And then there's one where Bucky meets the rest of the Avengers, and then the last one is Steve meeting Bucky's family. So it's a pretty cute domestic fanfic series. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. I have another one called did I say How to Woo the Winter Soldier? That one?
No.
That was a cute one. So basically Clint and Natasha are staking out this like potential Russian mob area, and Bucky shows up and deals with it without them knowing. I don't remember. I think he's just a hitman at this point. He got away from Hydra, and he's just like a hitman or something. And Steve's there, and he sees him, and he's like, "I want to date him." And they're Natasha and Clint are like, "Are you kidding? He's an assassin. You can't date him." And he's like, "I'm gonna do it." So they he like gives without knowing it, like it's heavily he doesn't know it's Bucky. So he, like, gives him, random gifts. Like, he gives him chocolate, I think, and, like, fries from a vendor. And Bucky's like, "What the heck?" He's so confused because, like, he doesn't know what Steve's doing and he's suspicious.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a conversation between Steve and Friday about if he should give Bucky a gun or not. He's like, "I don't know what else to give him besides food." So he's basically trying to court the Winter Soldier. Yeah. And then Bucky gets Peter Parker's help in courting Steve back, and he gives him socks. And then he runs away because he's like, gets flustered. He like gives him socks and then he runs.
Cute.
And it is cute. And then there's the big reveal that Bucky is Bucky. And it's really funny because Peter doesn't know that it's Bucky. He just thinks it's like this dude, and he's like, he knows it's the Winter Soldier, but he's like, "Yeah, you court Captain America, you guys be together." And like when he reveals it, Peter's like on the ceiling because they came in early than he expected, so he's like, "Oh my god, it's Bucky Barnes."
The thing really with cute. The socks reminds me of that scene in This You Protect by Owlette, where Bucky gives Steve an apology plant.
Oh, that's so cute.
That series is awesome. It's the main fic is Jen, if you want. But a later addition their relationship turns romantic.
Aww.
But yeah, but the whole thing is awesome. So, nice. Just say.
I have another author recommendation. He's Vox of the Void. He does a lot of explicit one-shots, but he's got a couple cute ones on his profile. Like the one I mentioned with the, like, "I thought you'd make a terrible Nazi, but it turns out you make a terrifying one instead." Okay. He wrote that one, and it's really cute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, darling heart, I loved you from the start, and then brackets, but that's no excuse for the state I'm in. That's a cute one.
Those are the best kind of titles.
Yeah, he's all of his titles are like quote and then brackets. Yeah. All of them. And he's got, I don't know, he's got 75 fics in total, but 25 of those are Hannibal. And then mm-hmm. 20 of them are Yuri on Ice, and 6 of them are Prince of Tennis, I don't know. But he's got like 21 fics for mm-hmm. Steve and Bucky, or Captain America, or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Pretty good writer, and he posts pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. Like, he posts like every Tuesday or something like that, a new one-shot. Good times, and they're long. One-shots are normally like 5,000 to 10,000 words long, and it's
yeah,
good. And then
let me just check. Okay, you know, it's still recording. did it stop recording
and then as another fanfic, I'll do this as the last one, then we can move on to other recommendations. Mm-hmm. Smile for the Camera. It's a high school mm-hmm. AU mm-hmm. where they're high school students. Mm-hmm. It's by Lord Lannett, and it's pretty cute. It's about Bucky basically like being himself finally, because he's like a rich popular kid, but like he's mm-hmm. not snobby about it or anything. He just like yeah, and it's pretty cute here together. Mm. Like all
do you have any recommendation for graphic fan works, like vids or art?
I have I like a lot of fan art, so mm-hmm. and they're all on my Tumblr. I have so much Tumblr fan art that I just love. One of my favorite videos, it's not Stucky really, but it's to do with Captain America. It's called Captain America, the 95-year-old virgin.
Yeah, it's on that YouTube. One's awesome. Yep.
Oh, it's so well edited. I love it so much.
Yep.
There was another one I found on Tumblr. Oh, I have a bunch of videos on Tumblr of edits, like the one where mm-hmm. all the Marvel characters look done over Wii Music. Have you seen that video?
No, I don't think so.
It's really funny. It makes me laugh. Pretty good video. There's another one called What's a Soulmate? And mm-hmm. then it's
yeah, with the famous Dawson's Creek quote. Every fandom has at least one of those.
And there's it's by Off Resave. That's their mm-hmm. Tumblr account that posted it. I reblogged it. Mm-hmm. And then I have another one where it's a video. It's just a funny video on Tumblr that I reblogged again, where Bucky, like, it's a bunch of scenes of Bucky like getting punched and stuff. And it's over the music of When You've Had a Bad Day. That's the song that's over top of it.
Why do we like to hurt Bucky?
It's a pretty funny video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the scene where he's forced to his knees during Civil mm-hmm. War. Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah, it's good times. And then him fighting T'Challa and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there was another one. There was on YouTube, and it's Steve and Bucky, I Loved You First. And I'm pretty sure that came out of Endgame, but yeah. I have another video. It doesn't have really anything to do with mm-hmm. that, like Steve and Bucky, but it's this guy talking about how in that therapy scene in Endgame, the mm-hmm. gay character, and how mm-hmm. like mad he is about it, and like how that's like really bad representation and stuff. And it's a good video. I reblogged that one too. Just this dude being like, give us a gay superhero. Like, you gave us a nameless dude that we've never seen before and we'll never see again. And said that was representation. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that made me even more mad about Endgames.
Mm.
Mm. You want to get mad? I have, we blogged one recently, a gift set with like, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of gifts of Steve and Bucky and, with quotes over it, and it was so sad, and I was like, why? And it was sad because it was talking about Steve leaving, and it's like, he isn't coming back, whispered my head, he has to, solved my heart, he did. And then, he isn't coming back, whispered my head, he has to, solved my heart, he didn't. like, oh,
yeah. Why? Why?
Yeah. Yep.
There are some really heartbreaking gift sets out there.
Oh my god, there are.
Like, yep, I actually did a pair for the, because you mentioned I Loved You First. I did one for Bucky and one for Steve. You are my sweetest downfall. I love you first.
I love them so much.
Yep.
I have over 3,000 posts on my Tumblr account just to do with Steve and Bucky.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a handful. There's some Loki fan art and, like, Sam stuff, but, like, it's mostly Stucky or Bucky. One or the other, or both. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty much all it is. Mostly fan art. I have some meta, like, I like reblog meta posts and some gift sets. And then I have all my AO3 bookmarks.
Yeah. So you just have to send me all the links.
Sounds
so
good.
So I can put them in the show notes for people to find.
Will do.
Because otherwise it's impossible to find anything in this fandom.
Yeah. There's just so many.
Yeah. So who will I be talking to next?
So I have a friend. Their Tumblr account is Dauntless Dragon, but dragon spelt with gay instead of dragon gane. They didn't specify what ship they wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So,
surprise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they've expressed interest, but they haven't gotten back to me for sure. So yeah.
Yeah. So let me know.
Yeah, will do.
Yeah. And where can people find you online?
My Tumblr is The Winter Soldier Loves Plums, because he does.
Yes.
And my archive is Latte Lesbian. And I'm switching my Twitter handle to Latte Lesbian too, but right now it's Green Tea Gay. So.
Great.
Those are my handles. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing because it's been like, this is going to be quite a lengthy podcast, but because they got twice the squeeze, not just you, also me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had lots of fun. I hope you did too.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, got to ramble, which I always enjoy.
Awesome. Great. So, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
This wraps up the 22nd episode of the Shipping Podcast. I can only hope listening to it was even half as fun as creating it, and you can't wait to at least scratch the surface of this fandom by going to the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. Just before Christmas, on December 20th, I will be talking to Dauntless Dragon about Adora and Catra from She-Ra. I must admit that I had to Google, or rather DuckDuckGo, Catra Dora. But I'm now very happy to cover another femme/ship. You can follow and get in touch on Tumblr as ShippingCast, on Twitter as Shipping_cast, and you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. You can find the podcast on all major and some minor podcasting platforms. A full list can be found on shippingcast.fandomish.net/subscribe. As mentioned before, if you want to get the next episode the moment I finish it, at least one day early, you can become a patron on patreon.com/shippingcast. This also has some other nice rewards, like extra episodes on other fandom topics, and that way you can help me pay for the necessary pro accounts for the podcast. Also, I'm hoping to one day be able to afford transcripts to make the podcast more accessible. There's also the option to send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/Shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcost.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving reviews or simply spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, and on shirazade.net, although I'm not active on all of them. I've also joined Mastodon as shirazade@fandom.inc with a K. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.
So I found an account that had some anti-Steve and anti-Carol Danvers, and I was like, oh, okay. Don't really know why, but okay, but...
How can you dislike Carol? She's awesome.
I don't know. A lot of it, the stuff was talking about comics, too.
Captain
Marvel was better.
Okay. I don't know anything much about comics.
Yeah. All I know is that there's like a Muslim Captain Marvel in the comics.
She's Kamala Khan.
Her.
She's Miss Marvel. She's not Captain Marvel.
Miss Marvel. I couldn't remember. Yeah, I knew it was something Marvel.